On page 9 of the Sunday Times yesterday, there was coverage of a study by researchers at the Vol University of Technology and UNISA, which has appeared in the Journal of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism, which had a look at rising sea levels, the threat thereof. And one of the researchers, Professor Caetano Dube, who's an ecotourism lecturer at the Vol University of Technology, is on the phone line to us now. Caetano, good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Say, and your listeners. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good. And most of us are aware, some of us are in denial, about the threat, the medium and long-term threat of rising sea levels as a result of climate change. But how imminent is the threat towards a city like Cape Town?
Okay, so I think the threat is quite real and it's quite imminent. I think if you recall, I think in the past couple of years, the city has experienced some very wild weather. We know that Cape Town is called the city of storms, and it is those particular storms where we see the manifestation of the likelihood of what it could be under the worst-case scenario in terms of sea level rise. So what we are seeing is that given that the global temperature is increasing, that you've got a double effect on our oceans, where there is thermal expansion of water, and also what we are seeing in polar areas that also results in sea level rising. So if you go along the coastline of Cape Town, and I've also looked at the entire coastline of Western Cape, you sort of see the traces of what is happening, particularly in cases where you have storms which drives high seas and where you have got surges. So this is actually quite real. This is where you also see a lot of infrastructure that is actually being put. Infrastructure, some of it have been damaged, but you also see tidal pools. Some of them, if you see them, they have been damaged. And this is particularly as a result of coastal erosion. And this is also quite evidenced in areas where you have got soft beach line, where erosion activity is also high. So this is quite, it's a reality. But I think some of us, we might be taking things for granted or choose not to see what is actually happening along the coastline.
You see, you found that the highest rising sea level in southern Africa is at Granger Bay, which is not too far away from where I'm talking to you at the moment. The sea level there is rising by an annual average of 2.18 millimeters per year. And that's a tiny amount. And, you know, you go 2.18 millimeters a year. Goodness me, that's going to take another 10, 15, 20 generations before it starts to impact on coastal living in the Cape.
Not quite up. Like I was saying, so you're looking at the average. So if you look at the average, you're not looking at the outliers of what could be. So just to bring reality closer home, if you look at the latest IPCC report, that is the AR6 or the that was produced by Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it actually says that. So if you look at the models that was done, if you look at SSP5. 0.85, it will show you that around 2115, you have a sea level rise of 1 meter. And that's quite catastrophic for the city. It's not that far if you really want to think about it. Like I indicated, so if you look at what is happening, the reason why, for example, if you go to the Granger Bay or the V&A waterfront, if you look to the east side of it, where near the stadium line, you will see that there was damage that was actually inflicted on that particular side, and part of it have been closed, I think, for years now, and that's quite testament to what exactly is happening, that is coastal erosion. So if you look at it from millimeter perspective, you might actually miss the point and take things for granted. And you also see that there's a lot of erosion, particularly on the beachfront, that is actually eroding some of the beaches. That have got serious implications on your on your recreation activities. Because maybe if you want also to look at yourself in comparison to Durban, for example, we know that Durban actually pumps, sand onto the coastline so that the beach activities can actually take place. So you're not that far from the reality of climate change, especially if you look at the damage that is currently being experienced.
Did you have a look at the mitigation efforts that are being put in place by the City of Cape Town and the Department of the Environment, if they have a role to play? Are they anticipating and putting measures in place to deal with the anticipated, the extra storm surges and the on average rising sea levels? Do you see evidence of a proper awareness of the threat?
I think the municipality is quite on pause in terms of the realities of what is happening. I think working hand in glove with the Department of Environmental Affairs. And I think there's a legislation that actually limits, I think, new development. But the sad reality is that we have got properties, we have got infrastructure, we have got installations that are within the risk areas. And some of that cannot actually be evacuated. If you look at the efforts that are actually being undertaken, for example, within the Strand area, to try and put some adaptations, sort of adaptation strategies. I think with also the interview that we had with the guys that are dealing with that particular with those particular aspects, they actually indicate that they do not have financial capacity to sort of cost proof the entire coastline, because the Cape Town have got quite a long coastline which the municipality does not have capacity to put a coastal defense system. If you want also to look at there are areas where the city is not doing anything because of the gravity of the matter. If you look at Monawis Beach, for example, I think those that are familiar with that particular area will know that there was a road that was coming from the east, crossing all the way to the west, where you've got some recreational activities in the tidal pool where people can actually play. That entire road system has been cut off, and you can actually see that this coastline is actually very soft, and there's nothing the city is actually doing in that particular regard.
Thank you very much to Professor Katana Dube, ecotourism lecturer at the Vaal University of Technology.